the fact that I'm even here today is just, it's crazy, and it's just a blessing. That's the only way I can put it.
There are NFL long shots, and then there is Teo Fabaluje. Fabaluje had no average upbringing. His odds, even at 6'6", 330 pounds, zoomed from unlikely to near impossible.
There's definitely, you know, times where I hit rock bottom, and when you're in a dark place like that and you're down, I mean, it's real easy to lose sight of, you know, your dreams and your ambitions and all that type of stuff, because all the pain and, you know, the trouble that you're going through at the time seems to take over, and like there's no way out.
Everything crumbled for the Fabalujes when Teo's father was deported to Nigeria. Teo was five. His mother, Deborah, was left with nothing. She stole to feed her family, eventually prosecuted for felony theft.
It's just hard to see that my mother had to sacrifice her freedom for the goodwill of our family. And there's me being young, there's nothing I could do about it. And when I was younger, I saw my brother get into it with the wrong people. My brother's in incarcerated for life now, and just as he went down those paths, those avenues were just as open, just as wide open for me. But like I said, I seen how it affected our family, and hopefully one day, by staying on the right track, staying on the right path, that I could change things. I just knew it had to be me. It had to change with me.
Routinely in survival mode, Fabaluje got through high school with help from his best friend's family, who became his guardians, helping keep him on the path to college.
He's one of my best friends, Ross Oppo. When my mom went away one time, I went over and had a conversation with his dad, and I was like, I just need somewhere to stay. And it was like, no question, you can stay here. And he definitely, you know, gave me an opportunity, you know, to keep progressing in, you know, my school and all that type of stuff. And that these people are sticking their neck out for me, sacrificing for me. The least I could do for them is let them know that all their efforts wasn't in vain.
BYU recruited and signed Fabaluje, but he never played there. He transferred to TCU, where in 2012 he was the Big 12 Offensive Newcomer of the Year. In 2013, he was out of football, transferring back to BYU. Needing money, he worked three jobs and assumed responsibility for his sister. His weight ballooned. Somehow, TCU welcomed him back for 2014, starting for coaches that patiently gave him multiple chances.
They were awfully, awfully generous. They never really pushed me away from football. They knew what I was going through, and they knew the type of person I was. They knew the type of student I was. They encouraged it. They knew that was my escape. They knew, like, when I'm playing football, I mean, all pain in life goes away.
Born a victim of circumstance, Fabaluje says he was born to play football. He's earned his chance of a lifetime with the Bears despite extraordinary sacrifice. One can appreciate why Teo sees nothing but open road in front of him.
Everything that was negative, everything that was a setback, everything that was ill-willed is just in my rear view. And my mother, she's actually still incarcerated, but she's planning to get out, and she's got a good plan set up for where she can get back on her feet and stay out of what got her where she is today. And I know the type of person my mother is. My mother's not a bad person. She wouldn't hurt a fly. And so I'm just, you know, looking forward to seeing her, you know, be able to enjoy life. Because I know to this point she's been through it, and I'm just excited for her future. But at the same time, while they're able to, you know, enjoy life, I am too. I can focus. I can truly, truly focus on everything that I need to do to, you know, to be the best football player I can be. And it's just a blessing that I'm able to, you know, it's just a blessing.